you never know where you're going if you don't look back. Hold it tight like a fist, forward fades to black. You got a relic, best to keep it true. A ticket to the past, it can bring you to. You got a relic, they come far and few. Remember what you do, it comes back on you. A relic, best to keep it true. A ticket to the past, it can bring you to. You got a relic, they come far and few. Remember what you do, it comes back on you.
What's good, people? This is the Ruddock Podcast. I'm Chad Snow. Thank you for listening. It's April 1st, 2:38 in the morning. I'm not in the studio, I'm out on a walk, and thought I'd get a quick little episode in while I'm doing it. Killing two birds with one stone. And I had a thought in my head, and I want to get it out. So here we are. I hope everyone's March went good. Flew by. March Madness always seems to help that month go by fast anyway. I was thinking about back in like 1992? Yeah, it was 1992. During Christmas break, I was home from college, hanging out with my mom and my brother and Corbel and all my friends and et cetera, et cetera. You know how it goes when you're a college student getting back home on Christmas break. But I decided, after much deliberation, and some help from my friend Gary Martin, shout out to Gary, I decided to shave my head, because at that time my hairline was starting to recede, and I didn't want to deal with being bald. So I decided I was going to shave my head before I went to college. Now, take this in note too. This is 1992. Nowadays, it's not uncommon at all to see guys with a shaved head, especially white guys. But back in the day, 1992, you didn't see a lot of that unless you were like a part of the Aryan Brotherhood or something. So that's why it was such a, man, should I do this or shouldn't I do it? And I finally decided, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do it. And one of the influences on me, because I've had this people ask me this question many times throughout the years, why'd you decide to shave your head? Okay, well, here it goes. And excuse the breaths. I'm on hills, so I'll try to, but it's nice and clear, not a lot of wind, so that shouldn't be a factor. But anyway, there's a movie called The Firm, starring Tom Cruise. And I remember going to that movie, and it might have even been during Christmas break. I can't remember for sure, but it was right during that time, 91, 92. I went to that movie. It's a great movie too. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Grisham movie. And Ed Harris is a character in that movie. And he's a white dude. And he has a shaved head. And I remember seeing him. I'm like, all right, he pulls that off real nice. And he's not a neo-Nazi skinhead. He's a cop. He's a detective. He's a whatever he was in that movie. Something like that. So I was like, well, shit. There's one guy I can reference besides Kojak, Telly Savalas. So anyway, fast forward to the day I was leaving to go back to college. Oh, here comes this hill. Damn, I keep climbing. I was heading back to college and I was like, oh, here we go. I'm going to shave it really quick. Then I'm going to put a hat on. And my mom won't know the difference. Because I always had my hair faded up anyway. On the sides and in the back. So I had my hat on. I left the house. Gave my mom a hug. Told her I love you, etc. And left. And then went back to college. Whew, that hill. And I got one more. Damn. So I went back to college with a shaved head. And all's good. Shaved it every day. Did my thing. Played ball, etc. Probably got a lot of compliments. Probably got a lot of looks too. But either way, then you fast forward to Easter. Was the next time I came home. So some time had passed between when I left from Christmas break, now Easter, and I go home. And my mom hasn't seen me since then. And I was comfortable with my bald head. And I kind of forgot that my mom doesn't know I shaved my head. And she would have been one that would have said, don't do it. So I never asked my mom for advice on that subject because I knew what she was going to say. All right, I'm on a flat surface now. Whew. It doesn't matter how many times I hit those hills. They still kick you in the butt. And then you got a 40 pounds weighted vest on. Probably doesn't help either. Anyway, I digress. So I get home for Easter break. And I can still see the look on my mom's face. That's etched in my mind. You know, she's been gone for over 20 years. And it's funny, the things you remember and the things you forget. Well, that's one of the things I remember. The look on her face when she saw my shaved head and my goatee. And it wasn't a look of she was happy to see me. It was like a look of disgust or fear or whatever. It was similar to the look she gave me when she saw my first tattoo that I forgot to tell her about and then forgot I even had it. And then she saw it. Anyway, she wasn't happy. But as in all things in life, it passed, and as the years go on, now it's a common thing. Everyone, it seems like everyone and their dog shaves their head when they're losing their hair. Back in those days, you just didn't do that, especially if you were white. So maybe I was a little bit of a trendsetter, I guess you could say. But the point of all that was is this. I just remember for many months, maybe even a year, contemplating that decision to shave my head. And it kind of wore on me. Something simple. When you're a guy and your hairline starts receding, it's not a cool thing. And then back in the 90s, you didn't have a whole lot of options. Do I go get some Rogaine? Hair transplant like LeBron James? I didn't have all those resources. So the quickest thing for me was to just shave it off. But it started to affect me negatively, because I was like, I didn't want to disappoint anybody. I didn't want my mom to be mad at me, etc., etc., etc. Until I finally decided to do it for myself and not worry about what everyone else was going to think, but how it was going to make me feel. In a simple act of just shaving my head, it was a great decision I made. And now it's something I do every single day. And every day I shave my head, I think about that look my mom gave me, that initial look. And you can't spend your whole life constantly worrying about what other people are going to think of you and what your actions might cause other people, especially if your actions aren't hurting anybody else. I'm not talking about, you know, if you're thinking about going to rob a bank or something. I'm talking about something simple as shaving your head. Something like that. And I was worried about all the wrong things until I finally did it. And it was something I'll never forget, because it was so liberating. And I was like, man, now I don't have to worry about that stupid receding hairline anymore. And I don't have to worry about, and I did, after I did it, I didn't give a crap what people thought. Either they're gonna like it or they're not gonna like it. Who cares? Get over it. And that's the same thing in life. Every single day, we always have choices to make, decisions to make. And the last thing you should worry about is how if you're going to make someone else upset. And again, I'm not talking about negative decisions, robbing a bank, break it. You know, there's other things, other decisions we make in our lives that, yeah, we should possibly think about what other people might think of us or how it's going to affect other people. I'm just talking again about a simple act of shaving your head or changing your hairstyle or changing your look, growing a beard, shaving your beard, stuff like that. Don't worry about the negative thoughts. Get them out of your head. Make a decision or not. And move forward. It really is that simple. And that's about all I got. I just wanted to share that. And if you're listening to it, great. If not, great. I got it off my chest. I hope you have a great day. Make it a good one. Make it a great one, in fact. I'm out. You never know where you're going if you don't look back. Hold it tight like a fist, forward fades to black. You got a relic. Best to keep it true. A ticket to the past, it can bring you to. You got a relic, they come far and few.